just avoiding people.
With Don and MJ.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. 2 minutes, 2 seconds before we start going on the air, or whatever you want to call it, and Don licks the mic. What is wrong with you, Don?
What do you mean?
You licked the mic.
Yeah, I know what I did.
It's gross.
I'm sorry. I disappointed you so.
Tongues have been already on there. I put my tongue on there yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why I didn't want you to do it. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I found myself not caring.
That
it was yesterday.
We just made out?
We didn't.
It was a one-way make-out. You made out with me. I wasn't part of it.
Well, aside from us making out, what did you want to talk about today?
Assassin's Creed 2?
Yes. Yes, Assassin's Creed 2.
But you have.
Just came out. Today's the 18th yesterday.
Today is the 17th.
Today's the 18th, I think.
I'm
it's Wednesday.
Sure. Oh, it is the 18th. Yes.
Anyway, yesterday. Tuesday the 17th, Assassin's Creed 2 came out for multiple platforms. I played it for 360, and I was floored by how good this game was. I mean, I've been hearing so much hype, but there are, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, in this day and age, there's a hype for everything. Transformers 2. Prime example.
That
a lot of hype.
A hype machine.
No delivery. But anyway, Assassin's Creed 2, it's like it took all and anything that was wrong with the first game, wiped it, and just transformed it into
gold
greatness.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, again, I only played it for a couple of hours, so I got like through the beginning and such, but everything about it I really, really liked. There's even like this, you go around finding like flags, and remember from the first one?
You don't get anything.
No, you don't. But in this game, apparently, I don't know what it is that you unlock, but all I know is that, when I was playing it, you'd start collecting glyphs, you know, like those flag things, and each glyph, is like 10 puzzle pieces, and you have to put together a huge puzzle, like it's 10 puzzle pieces, and I had to pick the 5 that were like rooted together, like of Greek mythology. It was a picture of like Hercules in the garden. And
sweet.
It was really, really interesting. I'm just wondering what you're going to get from it, you know?
I don't know. Probably a weapon.
Me neither.
Of some sort.
Probably like some skills. Yeah.
Like double kills and stuff?
Oh, I can only hope. But yeah, that's what I would say. I really think it's going to be, a solid contender for Game of the Year.
I'm going to get it this Friday from a chick from work, and I'm probably not going to give it back for a while.
I think it's so great when chicks rent video, like play video
well,
games. It can be. I've seen girls, though, that like...
Don't know what they're doing,
and then like there are ones that do know what they're doing, but they're like hideous, and you know what I mean?
This is one of them. She's
really?
Hideous. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Well, I'm not dating her, and I'm not the one to play games.
No, that's fine. Exactly. No, that's totally fine. I'm just saying, there's sometimes there can be nothing hotter than like a hot ass chick like playing a video game, and if she's like it's equally like evil if she's not hot and she's playing a video game. It's like sacrilege, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's potentially great and they just like
ruin it.
Yeah.
Well, I like when they have the hot chicks and then they force them to play like video games the chicks are like, oh, I'm so into this game or whatever. And you're like, whatever.
No, you're not.
You haven't played a game in your life. What are you talking about? You've been in your life cheerleading and doing ballet.
Right. Doing yoga.
Right, exactly. Being attractive.
Yeah.
And while the nerdy guys are like, yes, give me some of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Douche.
Cool.
I just say Eliza Douche. It's cool. Much easier for me.
Yeah. She's a hairy chick.
Yeah, and she... Yeah,
she's sort of weird. She's okay looking.
She's definitely a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That.
Part of me is like, yeah, you know, she would...
Boneable. But
yeah, I would do it to it, but...
Do it
sometimes,
to it?
Sometimes she's really just not, like, she'll just make a face or, like, the light will hit her suddenly, and I'm just immediately just taken right out of it.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
Yeah. But that was what I had to say about Assassin's Creed.
Good stuff.
I think that's definitely good, worth picking up, and like I said, I think a heavy contender for Game of the Year. Batman was great, and I know that Modern Warfare 2 looks also like it's probably amazing, but I think this game is just the improvements and the game itself, it's really become like this crazy experience.
Also, Assassin's Creed 2 is mainly single player, which I like now. It's one of the I was saying before how there's very few good single player games.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
It's true, but the difference between single and multiplayer games is that, like, I was talking about this with a girl, actually, the other day, about what the difference, you know, from her perspective, at least.
An attractive girl?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Okay, good.
But she doesn't really play video games.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, she was talking about the Wii, you know, and the you know, what's good about that and what's bad, and you know, that's what we started arguing. But the point is that the Wii, the thing about it, it really is a group activity, and you can have fun sitting there watching it, participating with the group, and it's like a big group thing. That's why families are so keen to get those. Assassin's Creed, nobody can watch that being played for more than 10 minutes. It's like, it's just not those type of games.
No, it's for nerdy guys.
Yeah, you play by yourself, and you're there enjoying it by yourself.
On a Friday night when you should be out with friends, you do it then.
It's like masturbation. It's just something you enjoy yourself.
As I said before, masturbation is a solo activity. It's a solo activity. Is there a vacuum cleaner going on somewhere?
Yeah.
It's really close.
Lou left the door open, and now there's a woman vacuuming the hallway right outside
the
door.
Fucking fantastic.
So I know, this is great.
Oh,
make
so
it another round.
It's so loud.
Well, anyway, okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and ignore it. She's gone now, I think. Anyway, oh, well. What can you do about it?
Most immigrants, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but aside from Assassin's Creed, you were talking about...
What, Prince of Persia? Trailer?
Yes,
that
the Prince of Persia trailer.
Well, it's okay.
It's got the potential to be very, very good,
I was
think.
Feeling somewhat...
It's Disney.
It is Disney, which, first of all, Disney's not bad.
No, not at
you
all.
Know what I mean? They did Pirates of the Caribbean, which was nice.
And they said it's the same producer, it's Jerry Bruckheimer.
Right.
He's involved, and Pirates of the Caribbean did very well.
Yeah, and I was a little not too sure if the guy from Donnie Darko was going to be good. You know what
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
I think he's very good.
Why wouldn't they get, like, a real Persian guy?
Okay. Do you know of a real Persian guy who is a good actor?
No, I do not. But I know who would...
No, I don't know. Yeah, you don't. And Jake Gyllenhaal has proven himself to be a very good actor. I think he's very underrated as of right now.
Yeah.
There is a movie... He's also extremely close to Tobey Maguire. In fact, he was actually...
Have you seen that movie? Together with Natalie Portman?
Yeah. Coming out soon. Called Brother?
That's weird.
It is kind of strange.
Look,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal was actually the runner-up to play Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had trouble telling the difference sometimes in between the scenes. Like, which one's which?
I know. They're... Oh, wait. Is Brother out already? Have you seen it?
No, but I saw the preemie.
The preemie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw that trailer.
I'm calling him that.
I saw the trailer a while back, like before summer, and I was just like, what is this?
No, Hulu forced me to watch it before I watched Glee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you have experience.
It was good.
It's true.
Yeah.
What is that about? You know, like I feel like I've seen a lot of movies where like the brother ends up hooking up with like the wife of. You know.
What other movie? None. I don't know any other movie where that happens.
Oh, Pearl Harbor. But they weren't brothers.
I didn't see Pearl Harbor.
Oh, well, you really shouldn't. Well, I ended up watching it in my World War II class. It's garbage. The battle scenes are all cool, but I mean, it's like it ends up being kind of like Titanic, where it's like the cool ass ship sinking becomes a backstory, just like the Battle of Pearl Harbor.
Right.
You know, it's about Ben Affleck fighting his way back through the forests of Vietnam so he can be with
his wife.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Liv Tyler, I think it is.
I don't know.
Or Kate Beckinsale. One of the two.
But she's much hotter.
Yeah. It's one of the two. And the point is Josh Hartnett is banging her while Ben Affleck is gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were best friends growing up. They're like bros.
Who's Josh Hartnett?
He's
Lucky Number 11.
He's got weird eyebrows. But chicks like him anyways.
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of complaints about the eyebrows. I hear more about...
how hot he is and stuff?
That's what I hear about.
Like another
if anybody's eyebrows are going to get complained about, I think Robert Pattinson, this new fucking, you know, Twilight douche...
Oh,
He's got some brows on him, dude.
He does, especially for a vampire.
They take up like half his face, you know what I mean?
He's weird looking.
Yeah, he is.
I don't understand
what the obsession is
I
with
think
this
it's
guy.
The thing where... His character is attractive, so then he himself becomes attractive.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
even
exactly
though if you found
is.
If you saw him on the street, he'd be weird looking, and you might be like, you might walk to the other side just to avoid him. You know what I mean?
Especially like at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Those bushy eyebrows.
Well, that's not like Johnny Depp. I feel like no matter what he does, people are like, oh, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. He's kind of grungy looking. You know what I mean? Like especially like after Pirates of the Caribbean, he went to the goatee phase and stuff. Goatee Have you seen Brad Pitt lately? He's got that long-ass, weird-looking beard.
Yeah, actually, I think I saw him on a...
Looks weird. He looks weeby.
On the checkout aisle of Jewel. It's the cover of People Magazine.
Oh, you saw him there? Oh, and
that's what I think, yeah.
All right, first of all, the thing about People Magazine, I hate it. And Us Weekly, In Touch. Why does chicks read those magazines?
In Touch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't understand why they do. And it's like, oh, have you seen what Josh Hartnett was wearing? Or what? Who?
That is why paparazzos make so much money.
Yeah, I know.
Because they get to sell their photos that mean nothing to magazines that can write an article underneath them and start a rumor.
Yeah. At least when it's like a chick naked. It's a naked chick. You know?
Yes.
And especially if it's where she doesn't know that you're... this is going down a road I don't want to go down.
Yeah,
no, what I mean is,
I can see that happening right away.
What I'm talking about is like when it's like a paparazzi takes a photo of some chick who, you know, is a celebrity, but she doesn't do Playboy because she doesn't want to, you know. First of all, why don't she...
doesn't want to compromise her morals.
Oh, what is
she's
that about?
She's already posing.
Honestly.
I don't
know. You know what I mean?
Don't ask me.
They always like host... they're always on the thing for like GQ or for Stuff Magazine or Maxim or whatever. Those,
yeah.
They can do like as much sex as they want. But they won't pose naked. It's just teasing me.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's really aggravating. I don't like
it. Well, at the same time, though, I mean, I'm really glad for magazines like FHM and Maxim because they get girls who otherwise wouldn't pose, like, you know, sexy and whatnot, but you get them on the cover of Maxim, like, or FHM, like Kristen Bell was on the cover of Maxim.
Yeah.
And
look good.
My God.
Look good. Yeah.
Look fantastic.
Yeah.
And Shakira was on the cover of... Rolling Stone just the other day, and my God, man.
Yes, you do have a bit of an obsession with Shakira.
Well, it's just recently, like, rekindled. I mean, like, she was always hot, but, like, I was always, I don't know.
Do you know who went through a hot phase? Nelly Furtado.
It was so brief for her.
What are you talking about? Nelly Furtado?
Well,
yeah.
This is just back to you liking little petite, strange-looking women.
Is Shakira petite?
She is thick and can do things with her body that
she
are inhuman.
Thick.
Yeah, have you seen She-Wolf video?
Yes,
she's
I have.
Thick.
She's
5 foot two.
Yeah.
And her hips are pretty big. She's a thick one. She's not like, you know, like others thick, but she's...
she's attractive thick.
Yeah.
As opposed to some others who are thick and unattractive.
I don't think there's a bad kind of thick.
I think there is many different kinds of thick, and one of those includes the bad kind. All right.
So there's only one kind out of a lot that's bad.
No, there's probably two or three. Like, there's curves thick. You know, the chicks who go to the curves.
There's a difference between thick and fat. Fat is like a useless blob.
Yeah.
And curves are just that.
No, curves. I'm talking about curves. Curves fat is what I'm talking about when they go to that gym curves. Are you really going to do that?
Well, actually, that was my fat sound effect.
Oh, okay. Is that this is moving or is that just them?
That's just them moving. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like shifting position on a couch.
Right. Right. Because yeah. That rolls and
yeah,
makes
it's
that
not
kind of
it's not
like...
actually ripping. It's just like, you know, skin slaps against itself and makes like a wet noise like that.
What is wrong with you? As a person,
I don't know.
But Shakira,
as a person.
Yeah. You're right. Shakira
yeah.
is good looking.
Yes.
I think Nelly Furtado also went through that hot phase.
I disagree with you. I never.
You don't think Nelly Furtado attractive?
I was never attracted to Nelly Furtado.
Well, that's because you're dumb.
I wish that she would have flown away when she was singing about
what?
It. I wish that she would
what
have.
What is wrong with you? She's attractive. Okay, that was no. That's when she was unattractive. Then she came out with that other one or whatever, where it's like. No.
That's actually not a song. Sorry.
Yeah, say it right or whatever the
oh,
other song
hey.
Is. What's the one with Justin Timberlake or whatever and Timbaland? The first one she came out with? I don't know. But the point is...
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
It's really just like having sex with people and it's all...
Promiscuous.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
not the one. But
are you sure?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. It is. That is the one. Promiscuous.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah, we got that.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to sing, but...
No, it's fine. And
didn't she turn hot?
No.
Really?
Well, I didn't see her. I heard
you
that song on the radio and...
You just assume she was not attractive still?
Yeah.
She went through
there
like
was
a
no
face
evidence for me for the
some,
contrary.
She went through a first of all, after she had kids, she slimmed up again.
Good
and
for
then,
her.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Good for her. That's right. Good.
I mean that.
Yeah,
good
for
her.
And then,
it's not easy.
Well, it's good for
kids.
Me, too, because I
it's,
you know,
it has
can
nothing
masturbate
to do with
it.
You. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
You could just... You know, they can Photoshop so much, though, now. Do you have any idea?
It wasn't Photoshop.
No,
it was a
no,
video.
You're right. I'm sorry. I wasn't arguing the fact that this was Photoshop. I was bringing up a new point that Photoshopping is just rampant. Like, Britney Spears, when she's still making a comeback as aggravating as I find
I don't
that.
Like her.
She's
I
just a celebrity. Ever since she's been young, she is a celebrity, no matter what she does.
She's
as she's
good
proved
looking.
Over... No, she's not. But over the last few years, she's proved that no matter what she does... the media and the country as such will just eat it up.
Yeah.
You know?
She shaved her head. Yeah.
There it
Same
is.
Same time. That was weird.
It's, yeah, it is. Well, the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the point is that, like, when she came back and she made the only video, as far as I know, that she's done, it was, like, off her new album, which, like, Timbaland helped make or whatever. But she was doing, she was making this video where she was, like, dancing around in, like, a strip club or something like that. And the, it was so photoshopped to make her look passable again.
Yeah.
It was, like, blurry. The video was, like, almost blurry, bad quality because of how much it had been doctored up. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Do you think, like, the guy who's editing it, like, is like,
there's only so much I can do.
Right. He's like, let's just make it blurrier. Blur. Okay, just blur the whole thing.
You could still see some stuff.
Yeah, just blur the entire thing.
No, it's not blurry so you can't see it. It's just, like, it's clearly, like, either somebody else's body or there's, like, the background has just been, like, messed with.
Something's wrong.
I don't know how they do it, but it's not right.
Right, something's wrong.
Yeah. It's like through the looking glass. You know what I mean? It's like
great book.
Things are different over there.
Is that a book?
Yeah, Lewis Carroll.
Didn't
see the looking glass and what Alice found there. That's where Jabberwocky comes from. It's a great play.
Is that Alice in Wonderland? Or is that
a
sequel?
No. That is the story of Alice in Wonderland. It's just that Disney took that and, you know, made it, you know,
weird
for kids. They made it for kids. It was way weirder by Lewis Carroll.
And there's a new one coming out with Johnny Depp. Right?
Yes,
and
Tim Burton. That's the one I'm going to see for sure. That comes out in March. And
really?
Yeah, really.
Now, how come I found out about this movie, like, maybe in the summer, I found out I found out about Boondock Saints 2 or whatever, like, maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah, but it's also been in the works for how long?
I don't know. I haven't heard. That's
Boondock
what I
mean. Saints was in the works for, like, the last 2 years.
Prince of Persia is coming out in December, and I just heard about it.
I heard about Prince of Persia a while back, and I don't actually know if it's coming out in December. It might be next year. I just know that it's before Clash of the Titans, and I did hear about Clash of the Titans.
What's Clash of the Titans?
It's a remake. It's a movie from, like, 1981, and it's about, like, you know, Greek and Roman mythology.
Like,
mess with people. And, like,
good
and
stuff.
What's her name? Sam Worthington's in it, the guy from Terminator Salvation. He's Perseus. Gemma Arterin, the same chick from Prince of Persia I was telling you about. She's been in Rock and Rolla. She's been in some movie that I really want to watch called, like, St. Trinians, and it's about, like, an all-girls Catholic high school. And
that
they
sounds
are,
like,
yeah,
porn.
There's, like, a treasure. They said it's, like, borderline porn, but it's, like, funny, and she's the main chick in that.
Borderline porn?
Yeah.
It sounds like borderline beat-off. Or definite beat-off.
Yeah, definite beat-off with a little chuckle in between. That's what it sounds like to me.
Although that would be weird if you're beaten up. You're just like,
Or you know what else is weird? People who cry when they, like, either they're having sex or they, like, they jizz.
No.
Climax. People cry, dude. Women and men.
Yeah.
They cry.
I understand the women because that's, like, during.
Yeah, but people laugh as well. Like, some people just
really?
Do very strange things. Yeah.
When they orgasm.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know what it is. Some of them cry, and I don't know what that has to do with, whether it's...
I never made a chick orgasm, so I assume that it'll be awesome.
I have no trouble believing that. That is so ridiculous that you just said that.
Woo!
Yeah, but anyway, I'm very excited for Clash of the Titans and Prince of Persia, same thing, and Alice in Wonderland especially. I've been looking forward to that for a while. Plus, the reason that took so long post-production, they've been done filming for a while, but it's half of the movie is CGI. Like, Tim Burton's been
for
saying...
For Prince of Persia?
No, for Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
He's been saying that he's doing some very, very strange things with it. Like, we're talking, like, the characters are a combination of in-person performance and, like, CGI. Like,
let's be honest, Tim Burton is a weird guy.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
He is good.
Yeah, he's just... I mean, he's weird, but, I mean, his weird...
He's like Quentin Tarantino, you know what I mean?
He's cooler than Tarantino. Tarantino's obsessed with himself.
He is, but he's weird and cool.
He is weird and cool, and Tim Burton, I feel like, is weirder and cooler.
Really?
Really. Plus, I mean...
I think it's because Quentin Tarantino made more movies, you know what I mean? So you have, like...
Tim Burton's made a good amount of movies.
He's made A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Coraline?
Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
With
also Johnny Depp?
Mars Attacks.
That one wasn't very good.
Wasn't very good, but I mean, Planet of the Apes.
He did Planet of the Apes,
yeah,
right?
He directed that.
The newer one or whatever with Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
That
with Marky
too.
Mark. Yeah, okay, well.
Even though
Big Fish? You ever seen that?
Okay, yeah, that was good.
That movie's good.
But once you take out the Mars Attacks.
Corpse Bride?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, sure.
And he didn't do Coraline either. Henry Selick.
He didn't do Coraline?
No, and he didn't actually direct Nightmare Before Christmas either. Henry Selick did that one. Henry Selick or Henry Sedgwick or something? I don't know.
Sedgwick.
But yeah, he directed both of those.
Oh, yeah?
And Tim Burton just, like, wrote and, I think, produced Nightmare Before Christmas. But it's his baby.
It is his baby.
It's so good.
Oh, it's a good baby.
I love that
movie. It's a good-looking baby.
It is. It's not bad.
It freaked me out as a kid.
Halloween.
freaked me out as a kid, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a scary version of Christmas.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what? I'm going to make that my kid. That's going to be my Christmas movie.
We do watch it at Halloween
do
and Christmas
really?
At my dad's house, yeah.
Oh,
I'm serious.
That's so cool.
My dad loves Tim Burton. My dad actually bought a book of poetry by Tim Burton. And as you can imagine, it's very strange. As a matter of fact, I will recite one right now. It is one page long. And it's
reciting one page.
It is called The Pincushion Queen. And this is the poem. I do not envy the pincushion queen, for when she sits on her throne, pins push through her spleen. And that's the poem.
First of all, it's a page long?
It's like a half of a page. It's pretty big. And there's an illustration, of course.
Of course there is. But, you know what we watched during Christmas?
What?
Fucking, whatever that movie is, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life will played until, like, 3050.
What is wrong with TNT, where it's just, like,
24 hours of A Christmas Story. Do you have any idea how bad that was for me as a kid? Because I looked just like Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
You were fat.
My family adored that. They just, couldn't get enough.
If you had a Red Ryder rifle or whatever, that would have been paid off. But
I could have shot my family. Yeah, if only. I think they knew why not to get me that.
Though. Right.
They were like, yeah, you can get a Red Ryder.
Right.
No, you can't. You can have this micro machine.
Micro machine sucked. But, yeah, so we watched that movie, and I'm going to make my kid. I want to start my own kind of tradition.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Beast Feast was a tradition we had in
my
house.
What is Beast Feast?
Halloween, what we would do. It was just like me and my brother. I don't think my sisters ever got to get in on it. But what my mom would, like, she'd set up the table with, like, this paper, like, shitty tablecloth, and me and my brother would sit up there. We didn't get to use any plates, utensils, or napkins, and we couldn't use our hands. We had our hands behind our back, and they would just, like, splat food onto the table, and we would eat it with our faces.
Okay, this is not
and it would be, like, cottage cheese and spaghetti and pudding.
I don't want this anymore.
Food.
Never mind. I don't want to do any of these traditions.
It is so... Oh, man, it was something else, dude.
Beast Feast?
Beast Feast. Try it out. It really, few things
terrible.
Bring the family together as well as Beast Feast.
I thought it was going to be something good. Like, it was like
something good.
I thought it'd be 10 different like kinds of meat and whatever, but.
You could probably
good.
Do that. But even so, it
that's
just takes away from
feast.
The fun of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If I could just chew on, like, meat cubes and pick them up with my teeth, that's one thing. But I have to, like, splat my face into spaghetti and pudding and shit.
I don't like doing that.
I know, but you get to let loose for Beast Feast. I don't really like doing it either, but you get to just, like, go
you
nuts.
You admit to not liking doing Beast Feast.
I admit to not liking eating without utensils and with my face on a regular basis, but for Beast Feast, it was good.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do Beast Feast. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to my
don't.
Beast Feast.
You would taint it.
I would make it so much better. Just 10 different, like, kinds of meat, and then we're going to be playing Transformers Beast Wars in the background.
Sweet.
You know what I mean?
That's something.
That is something. As soon as you said Beast Feast, I was like, Beast Feast? Beast Wars? Transformers Beast Wars? It's much better. I like Transformers Beast Wars better than the, you know, other ones where they're turned like to...
Digimon?
No, Digimon was good.
Was it? Digimon.
You didn't like Digimon?
Because I was with Pokemon, the original. I didn't want to, you know, go through that rip-off bullshit. Besides, every one of their monsters had Mon at the end. It was just like, Peepimon or whatever the
hell.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
That's not stupid.
Yeah, it really
Pikachu
is.
Pikachu is stupid.
Jigglypuff. I beg to differ.
Is stupid.
Jigglypuff put the best Pokemon to sleep by singing.
Yeah, but he sucked. Well, first of all, it wouldn't always work if we remember correctly.
No, it wouldn't always work. But when
and also
it did,
the thing where, like, you know, you'd make Charmander do something or whatever. It's like, he's not responding. Because you don't have the right badge or whatever bullshit.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Actually, you know, that never happened to me.
Really?
My guys never got, like, to the point where I couldn't control them.
Oh. Yours was on a low level?
I was just a
well, your rival
kinder.
Was always, like, you know, he picked the one that was, like, the opposite
right.
of yours that could kick yours ass.
Pretty much. But I haven't lost to the rival in a while either.
Okay, you still playing?
Badass trainer. Yeah, occasionally. I'll still play Pokemon Yellow. I was playing it over the summer.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
Pokemon Yellow?
Pokemon Yellow.
First of all,
my Game Boy Color.
What are they on now? Because they're on, like, Cobalt, Ruby, and Granite or something. I don't know what they're on.
Pokemon
but they just keep
Star
making
Metal.
Them. Yeah.
I don't,
Star
yeah,
Metal,
no,
right.
I know. I have no
Moon
idea.
Knights.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And now the Pokemon are, like, everything.
Yeah,
like, you have a Pokemon that turns into, like, a four-lane highway or something. Like,
they're not Transformers. But they used to be... I mean, let's be honest. When you saw, like, that list of 150 or whatever Pokemon,
yeah.
you were like, holy shit, how am I ever going to get these? But it was doable.
Yeah, totally.
You knew someone
now
who
there's
at
like
least
700.
There's like at least 1,000,
I would
I'm
say
sure.
So. And
you're
just
like,
it's so stupid because
right.
they're like, oh, well, we didn't even realize they could mate. They can make more Pokemon.
My God,
that's
mating,
in like Gold and Silver.
It makes
dude.
It
you
so
have to,
impossible.
It does.
You know
have
what
to
mean?
Like you have to get like two Pokemon and make them like you have to
right.
like, force them
and
to
you have
mate.
To make them male and you have to make sure you capture the male and female ones, whatever. F that.
I know.
You know
I'm
what
not
mean?
A fan.
It makes
of
it
that.
Too complicated.
And then you have there are ones that can only evolve at night.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's like, all right.
It's
really?
Like, F this.
I mean, some of it is kind of, like, interesting, but, like, it's just they made it way too much and way too involved.
It's
but,
too complicated.
So, it, you know, long story short, too late. sorry.
It was good. Pocket Ranch or Monster Rancher. That was good.
I never played that.
Really? I
actually
play...
never heard of it.
Monster Rancher was good. You like it was like the same thing as Pokemon, or but if you had different PlayStation CDs made by the same company or whatever, it made and you put it in the disc while the game was like. First of all, whatever happened to that? Remember that?
No.
Like you would. Remember Metal Gear Solid? Oh, you didn't play Metal Gear
nope,
Solid, did you?
Never did.
Metal Gear Solid in the old PlayStation, one of the things you'd have to do when you played this guy Psycho Mantis, you move your controller from the second one, or the first one to the second one.
Wow.
It was great. That's great ideas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this, excuse me, Monster Rancher, you have the game playing, you take out the CD, okay, and then you load in the one from the game like that they have, whatever, and it makes a different monster. How great of an idea is that?
That's actually pretty sweet.
It is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wish they did that still.
I wish they did that with Primal Rage.
What's Primal Rage?
Super Nintendo.
Was it the one where you turned into like the different kind of beast or whatever? That was your...
No, that was Altered Beast for Sega Genesis.
Pardon me, what's Primal Rage?
Primal Rage was it was just like a versus game, like Street Fighter, except you were like giant monsters, and it was on Super Nintendo.
That's what they had back then,
yeah.
You know, with versus games.
Yeah, true that. But,
I like versus games.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said for that.
But not anymore.
With
boring.
The online world.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
Especially with, like, Mortal Kombat and stuff.
Yeah.
Just because... What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? What is wrong with you? You had more topics to talk about.
Oh, I did. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, my genius idea.
Which oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell people.
Please do.
Even though I don't really care that they're going to steal it. All right, so you're out.
Nobody's going to steal it.
Friday... This. You will once you hear it. Okay? Friday night, you're out with your friends. All right? You drove there. You're getting a little buzzed. You forgot that all of a sudden, you know, you have to drive home. And you're like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? I don't want to drive drunk. I already have two on my record. I don't want that. So what do you do? Boop, 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 boop. You call this number, whatever. It's gonna be cool. It's going to be like Flash Cab or something like that. And what happens is they drive two people to your car. Or there's two people in one car. They drive to your car. They pick you up from the bar, whatever it is. Then they drive your car to your house. And then they drop you off. At your house, drop you off in your car or whatever, and they drive away. You get your car there. You don't have to go back to that spot or whatever, and you're back at your house. It's game on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would eliminate drunk driving.
Well, what if they wanted to go back out for a booty call or something? They're still driving.
No, the booty call would come to them.
That rarely happens.
The booty call coming to you? Why?
It just doesn't... I feel like
it does
happen to me.
I think... Well, first of all, whether or not... Look, I'm not solving the world's problems here, okay, Don? This isn't curing cancer, okay? I'm fixing
maybe
drunk driving.
Maybe you should change your
driving.
Focus a little bit there,
I'm
MJ.
Fixing, well, I would fix that. Give me, like, 2 weeks, and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
But I already told you my idea.
Not about cancer curing.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The five-year plan, remember?
Why don't you enlighten me?
It was last week. I told you, we gather all the money from all the charities, we give it to whatever for 5 years, and then you're done.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
that
you did mention that. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
And everything else would just kind of shit and die.
Well, for 5 years, yeah, you have to wait your turn. But
yeah.
It would work.
Well, it wouldn't be 5 years if you'd be waiting your turn. It would be like 50.
Well, it could be 50 years, yeah, mm-hmm. But you've got to get in line. Sorry.
Don't be sorry to me. Be sorry to the kids that are starving.
That's all right.
I might have actually made that point last
you
week.
You probably did make that point last week, if I remember correctly.
Well, stop bringing up the argument then, and I won't stop repeating it.
Well, the point is that I think that this
points.
Idea is good. Okay?
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you what we want to talk about. Bases.
Bases?
Yes.
Yeah.
And bases. And Dr. Lou, you can get in on this.
Please
even
do.
Even though I don't think he's...
It doesn't matter.
What he's talking about.
We are talking now about what constitutes...
Each base.
First base, second
first base,
base
right,
with
right.
somebody of the opposite
right.
sex. I have no idea what girls consider to be first base or second
care.
Base. Yeah, I don't really care either. Okay?
Well, let's be honest. Girls, I don't think they, like, hope for these kind of bases like guys do. Guys
they might. No, they might. They'd be like, you know, like, maybe, I don't know, holding hands or something is base one.
Since
right.
When do
like,
women have an opinion?
Oh, Lou.
And Dr. Lou, absolutely.
When did
women first get their opinion?
Good point. Back in the 60s, God damn it. But the point is, all right, I would say this. First base, yes. This is my strict setup. All right, first base is making out, obviously.
Making out.
With an over-the-shirt.
Boob grab. Yeah.
Well, I might modify right now. Under the shirt, over the bra.
Yeah, that's still first base.
Okay, that's still first base. Now,
if you're not palming nip, it is first base.
Right. If you're not putting your tongue on the nip, then it doesn't.
You can't taste.
I guess it's different for white people.
What do you mean it's different for white people?
I think it's different for white people. I don't make out with girls that I'm just fucking once.
Okay, all right, Lou, first of all, we don't do this kind of thing with the fucking once business.
I've never fucked somebody without kissing them.
Sorry, Lou.
I just haven't done it.
Just downright sick, though.
That's, all right, hold on, this is sick? He's not Pretty Woman, okay? He makes out with a chick. What is wrong with you?
What chicks does he make out with, like... One
Pretty Woman.
Did
you ever see Pretty Woman?
I never watched that.
Okay, Pretty Woman, the chick is a hooker, but she doesn't kiss her man or whatever because it's too intimate.
Mm-hmm.
My ass, you're a hooker.
That's why you're not kissing her.
Right.
You just got your lips off some other guy's
dick.
Exactly. That's why you're not kissing her.
But that's
why I wouldn't kiss a bitch because then I'm
not kissing a hooker and not kissing a bitch is totally different. Sorry, you really.
Wait a second, Lou. So you're. You're saying that
it's
kissing,
Dr. Lou.
Right, Dr. Lou. Right, of course. Dr. Lou, you're saying that kissing a girl makes you...
I'm saying a girl that you are not in a serious relationship with.
Mm.
I'll kiss a girl that I'm in a serious relationship with. I won't kiss a girl that I am friends with and then have friends with benefits. I wouldn't kiss her.
First of all, that friends with benefits thing didn't work out with me. Never worked out. It never does work out. All right.
It depends on what you're looking for.
You are... 100% correct.
It never works out because one of you guys gets feelings and then it just either turns into a relationship or
friends with benefits
or a big
never
fucking
really
mess
work out.
And
right.
Everybody in the department knows about it.
I think we're hitting on a specific topic with Lou. I think we hit a nerve.
It's well, Dr.
The,
Lou.
The point is,
right.
Again, his proper title, please.
Sorry.
I'm inclined to agree with both of you. I think that friends with benefits doesn't work out because the benefits start to change over time. Nobody has the same benefits in mind, you know, for 2 years or whatever, and then nothing changes. Like, eventually, after a month, somebody's going to want something more.
Right.
And when that happens and the other one doesn't, it's like, all right, well, we just...
But let's be honest, people, we all did the friends with benefits thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
And we did it for good reason.
It was the best reason, I think.
For the sex. So let's be honest, we don't want friends with benefits, we just want sex.
Yeah, and that's pretty much every guy.
I was talking with somebody else about this the other day, very recently. Like, women are, it's like, what they want out of a relationship is like emotional shit. Like, they want what we want, except... Our sex is their emotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they go to guys for, like, their emotional shit, and they have sex with them as a reward for that. And guys get sex as a reward for putting up with their emotional shit. But that's what they were after the whole time.
That's kind of bullshit. That's why I have no girlfriend.
Exactly.
That's why I am an unemotional human being.
It's much simpler without emotions. Plus, I don't have time or money for a girlfriend. That's just the sad truth of it.
I have money. I just don't have the time.
Well, be that as it may, you need both for a good relationship.
Apparently, women just want.
I know, all the time.
And
it's always what they
want. Sex.
How does it feel to want? Exactly. And it's free if you have a woman there. You don't have to go out and watch some bullshit movie for 3 hours and waste $20.
Yeah, that's the point of the friends with benefits.
Eat a meal that you're going to regret.
That's the point of the friends with benefits, but it doesn't work out.
No.
You last for a month, and then you either...
Have some laughs.
Right.
Have some fucks,
and then all of a sudden it just turns into the relationship. It just... Okay.
Yeah, that just sucks.
It does suck, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but that's what you have to deal with.
It is what you have to deal with.
And I would say this. I would recommend everyone does it anyways, because you lose one relationship, but you know what? You get the experience of actually having the friends with benefits.
You get sex.
You do get the sex, but I think
the best part about it is the sex.
I'm agreeing with Dr. Lou.
I would agree, but the experience as well of knowing, like, you know, what it was to go through that.
Okay, would you do it again, though?
Yeah, I would, actually.
I would, too. Why? Because it's sex.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's true. I would even say, like, I went through a nasty situation with an ex-girlfriend being my friend with benefits for a while, and she ended up, like, shacking up with my roommate.
That's horrible, dude. You never do that.
I know. It was bad, but, no, I mean, like, no joke. Like, up until that point when it got nasty, the sex was awesome.
See, the thing was, with the ex-girlfriend of the friends with benefits, though, what happens is you think to yourself, well, listen, we're already broken up. But we already had sex and we know what's going on. So let's just be friends.
Yeah.
You think you just work at this out in your mind that it's somehow going to work.
You rationalize it.
Right. You're just like, this is going to work out. Because we'll
you don't want to let go of the sex.
Exactly. You don't want to let go of the sex. This is all of a sudden free sex and you broke up with a girlfriend, but you're like, I still want the sex. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And then so you figure out, all right, we'll just bang a little bit. We'll stay friends. It'll be totally fine. And then she hooks up with your roommate or she wants to get back into the relationship. And you're just like,
or she finds another person and then all hell breaks loose.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the point is that it's just, I mean, it sounds so naive here in this room, but it's like when you go through it, I'm still going to rationalize it to myself.
Right.
Next time I have a girlfriend that wants to shack up and I've had a couple of drinks, it's a Saturday night and I'm just like, you know what?
F this.
Yeah. Friends with benefits is a great idea.
Right.
Ooh.
It sounds dumb. And you think to yourself now, like, we're in this room, and everyone else who may be listening is like, I'm not going to do that. You do it.
You do it.
You totally do it.
And that's just the way it is. It
just goes down that way.
Yeah. That is the joke. That is life.
So downtrodden, Don.
Well, it just happened.
All right, so we didn't even get to fucking first base.
Yeah,
first base is making out. Under the shirt, boob grab, but over the bra.
Under the shirt.
Under the shirt. That's what constitutes
first base.
We're talking about girls that we actually want to have as girlfriends, not just...
Yes, we are talking about girlfriends here.
Luke.
Okay. We are not talking about hood rats.
Alrighty. They're not hood rats. They're called bust downs.
Hood rat.
Bust downs.
Bust downs.
What is that?
What is bust downs?
Where does that
bust
come from?
First of all, basically called...
Wait.
That's what hood rats are. Like,
okay.
Bust
you know,
downs?
You know,
it's just another name for hood rats?
No, they're basically like girls that you could just fuck and let go because you bust down a bust down, you know?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Can we talk to the minority communities about not making up so many...
I love them,
but I can't keep up with them.
Oh, come on.
You're white. You don't need to keep up with
them. Yeah, but by the time
I feel like I do.
By the time I hear it, and then it's already played out.
Well, the reason why it's played out is because you hear it. Once white people start using it, we can't use it anymore.
It's kind of strange. In my family, that's how it goes. Like, I start saying, me and my brother do the same thing. I start, like, making a saying, either like a joke or just like a goof phrase or something like that. And whenever my sisters or my mom starts to say it, that's when I know it's time to stop saying that. Like, I used to say Shazbot a lot. I just love that word.
Shazbot.
I would put it in inappropriate places, stuff like that. And then once my little sister started saying it, I was like, okay, time to move on.
Joke is done.
Joke is over.
Right.
Long since over.
But they would keep it going.
Yes, they
you
would.
You know what I mean?
And it would make me realize and make me hope that I was not that annoying.
Right.
When I was doing
you probably were. But it'd be like hearing your dad say for shizzle, like today. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. That thing is not dead yet. What is wrong with you, Dad?
For shizzle.
Right. Exactly. And you're like, Dad, shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
Shut the fizzle.
Dad! Right. So, all right. So, second base, I would say it's fingering or handy.
Finger blasting.
Let's do that.
Remember, this is girlfriend. What do you think is second base?
Let me think. If it's girlfriend, definitely.
There you go.
Let's do that.
Okay. Because are you still trying to think about bust downs?
Because the thing is, I don't think about girlfriend that much.
Finger blasting.
I don't think I've had a girlfriend in about a year and a half. Oh, wait. Actually, I dated a lesbian not too long ago.
Did you make her a lesbian, or was she a lesbian?
No, she was already a lesbian. Well, then she was bi, actually. She had a lesbian girl. I rationalized that it would work out.
Yeah, there you go, right.
Because she had a lesbian girlfriend, so the girlfriend was going to be there for her emotionally, and I would just be...
The bang guy.
Feed her the dick.
And how'd that go, Lou?
So bad.
Did not work out.
Surprising. I thought that was a foolproof plan.
Listen, I applaud you for trying it out. That situation does not come off very often, and I mean, even though we could think about it and theorize and say that'll never work out. You never know. If it had worked out.
It worked out for several months.
First of all, Donnie, it will never work out.
If it had worked out he just said it worked out for several months.
It will never last more than a year.
Live in the moment, bitch.
Okay, but it will never last more than a year, and usually the bi chicks are usually the ones that are, like, abused and stuff as, like, a kid, so.
Yes, she actually did have some type of issue.
Thanks.
Like,
thank you.
Like,
well,
that, but I just completely...
Yeah, you crossed that on your mind.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just, I figured that she wasn't even really lesbian, because she'd constantly tell me how she wished she wasn't.
Oh, really? Was she doing it for attention or something?
It could have been attention. I think she was just scared of men.
It was probably the abuse.
Yeah. There are those girls that think they're going to turn lesbian just because they're, like, hardcore man-haters.
Yeah. Right.
But they're really not.
Right, they're dick lovers.
Eventually they crave it.
That's pretty much it. Then you make them...
The thirst always wins.
I always thought I could turn her straight.
No, that never happens, right? Every guy's like, yeah, you know, no, my dick.
I really didn't even try.
That's all right, Lou. You didn't put up any effort. That's good.
So third, what does that make third base?
So second base, I would say, first of all, it's also shirt off. You know what I mean? That you get to see the full boob.
You get to look.
Wait, that's second base?
Second base is shirt off.
I thought second base was fingering.
Fingering, but you get the shirt off as well.
Oh, well,
you
know what if you mouth on the tit? Shirt off. Is that just caught in the middle of first and second?
What's up?
If you finger without the shirt off.
With the shirt on. Yeah. That'd probably be in between first and second.
Yeah, you'd be stealing.
You know what? If you're fingering, it counts. You know what I mean? But I think that...
I agree.
Yeah,
digital penetration.
Counts. Right.
That's what makes up second base.
Wow.
Penetration. If we're going to do
this... I know
this,
what you're talking about, but...
Good.
Digital penetration.
It's kind of a weird image, isn't it?
It is very weird. It's all blur. It's like the Japanese porn. It's all...
Digital.
Right, digitized. 8-bit. But, okay, so then I would say then... Second and third, so third is oral.
Yes.
Which Lou disagrees with, but I think...
Well,
we're talking about girlfriends.
Yeah, see, I knew that was the problem before.
He didn't think
we were talking about girlfriends.
But like I said, if a girl blows me, I'm expecting sex afterwards.
See, Lou's a meat and potatoes kind of guy. You know what I mean? He wants... I love that word.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Because, I've gotten roadhead before, and it wasn't just roadhead. I got roadhead... And then when we got to, you know, the girl's house, we banged. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I like roadhead.
Would she have swallowed?
They always swallow.
Okay, well. Lou, all right, I guess never
Lou
mind.
Lou sprinkled his mint, I guess, to make it delicious.
I just thought they always did.
No, they don't always swallow.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
It's kind of like the nice thing to do.
Well, it is the nice thing to do. Like, I really, like, I used to laugh around about the phrase spitters are quitters, but now I legitimately feel that way. Like, if you're spitting it out, you are a quitter. You are not going the extra mile.
I wouldn't
nice
say that.
Thing.
I would,
it's just messier for them if they spit it out.
I agree with that, too. I agree with that, too. There's no cleanup when you swallow it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think that with the chicks, though, they don't want the taste in their mouth and all that other kind of
stuff.
Get
over it.
That as well.
Shitty cooking.
A little different. It's a little different, Don.
I don't think it is.
It's a different kind of sausage you're chowing down.
Actually don't think it's any different at all.
You think it's any different eating food as opposed to eating dick?
No, not as far as the taste goes.
You really?
I bet you my dick tastes way better than some of the food I've eaten.
I doubt that very much. It's got all that sweat on it. You know what I mean? It's been in the pants for the past 8 hours before you go over to her house.
Flavor.
What flavoring do you... What, you put a little Thai spice on? A little...
No, that's my own personal spice.
Sweat is not seasoning.
Man
sweat
seasoning.
That is man seasoning.
It's called seasoning. It's called sweat.
It's called man-tastic.
I'm a doctor. I know these things.
You're not a doctor. I don't know why God gave me the goddamn nickname of doctor.
He deserved it.
He didn't deserve it. But
he can fly, man. He believes in himself.
My God. But no way. No, here's the thing. If the chick spits, I don't really mind. It's just the thing where she's like, oh, I don't do any of that. You know what I mean? It's just
do any of that?
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say you don't do any of that?
Have you ever been with a chick that's fit?
No.
Then yes, you have.
No, I haven't. How dare you?
Farrah would spit.
Farrah would go down in general.
Well, and that is the sinful mood right there.
First of all, she's Muslim. So, listen, I think the Muslims are a very stuck-up race.
So Muslims can't go down? Is that...
They just don't want to, I don't think.
First of all, I heard that Muslim guys don't go down on chicks.
Well, that's retarded.
I know.
That is so bad.
I know.
I enjoy going down on women.
I enjoy it, too.
I have not come in contact with a woman who has turned me off of going down.
Hold on, Don. There's still that rule. If it's just like a one-night stand thing, she's not getting that.
Yes. If it's a one-night stand thing, I'm not going to put forth that kind of effort.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying... If it's one... That's just it. One-night stand rules apply totally different than a relationship rule. Because a one-night stand, you're not trying to impress anybody. I'm just trying to, you know...
Get your dick wet.
Yeah. If it's a relationship, right. Then yes, I will eat that...
Eat that pussy out.
All night.
Damn right.
Although black guys don't really do that. They're the race that do not like...
You just said Muslim guys don't
you
either.
Most
black guys.
Oh, that's right.
Now, you know this for a fact? Or?
How many black guys do you know that like eating pussy?
Nobody admits it.
But yeah. We just admit it right now.
Yeah, I have friends that are black.
And they like doing it?
Yeah.
Really?
One of my friends is like, I'm a proud pussy eater, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'll go up to the chick and tell her, I'll eat your pussy like you never had your pussy.
Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin did a whole 5-minute routine about eating out.
The thing is, people just don't say they do. They just lie and say
they
don't.
Exactly. Why not? It's like when you were a kid and people would ask you if you masturbated and you said no.
Well, I would say yeah. I'm kidding. I would say no. But masturbation is completely different than eating pussy. Masturbation is a solo thing. Like you said before, it's a solo. You should be ashamed of it. You should be, you know, in your house with like a rag on your head of some sort, like dripping oil.
Just
like
Michael Myers mask.
Right, exactly. Right. Just in the dark, just the glow of the computer screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the glow of the computer screen is what, yeah, that's what it should be. That's
you should be ashamed of that scenario.
Well, I would be. It's every night for me. But I just cry as I go to bed.
You're one of those.
Yeah, obviously. But, no, that's masturbation. That's completely different. You should be ashamed of that. But eating pussy, you should be proud of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. But chicks, I don't know if chicks are proud of going down on guys.
Some of them are. Some of them legitimately love it. Some of them legitimately love it. Seriously. Like, one girl tried to explain it to me, not as, like, she was trying to argue that she didn't have an oral fixation, which I, to this day, don't agree with. But she was trying to explain that she just liked it because it made her feel, like, powerful. Because, like, she felt like, literally, this guy, this, you know, like big dude she was dating or whatever, was, like, reduced to nothing. Like she held like his being in her
ironically
hand
she's the one on her knees
I know
chowing
but
down.
I know but she, for some reason it made her feel powerful and I think guys feel the exact same way
right.
So it's just kind of
but as we're
whatever
down on you
like you get to feel him you know kind of quiver and stuff I love that
I
feeling.
Know
right and you're
and
looking down on
climbing
them.
Walls and shit that's great
is there what
climbing walls
I know. Never this is not the Exorcist though.
Not actually
about.
Climbing walls I mean slamming their hand against the wall.
Why are you against a wall when you're getting blown?
You're an idiot. Obviously.
You are an idiot. So then, have we decided that oral is third base
oral
or is it
third.
Home?
No, oral is third.
Oral is third.
Home is obviously second.
Home is reserved for sex.
And anal is in
ground.
The dugout.
Oral is third for you guys. For me, it's not.
What is wrong?
I guess I don't have third. I kind of just skipped home from second.
I guess so.
Well, that's fine. Fine. I guess.
Because
well,
I,
Luke,
like I
not...
said, if I get oral, I expect sex.
Right, well, Lou's not in a relationship, and that's why he doesn't, you know.
So you'll never hang out on third. If you're at third, you're at home.
Right.
Yeah,
he's round and around anyways.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, well, good. I hope
that's
they keep
fine.
Working out. Yeah. I'm telling you, there are times when I would take head and I'd just be like, I don't even really care if we have sex right now.
Yeah, sometimes I like
you
head
just
better.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, first of all,
I'm going to turn on the TV.
Head's easier. You don't have to do anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, it's much easier.
How about the girls?
I think the part that turns me on is that I am doing stuff. It's just...
You
skull fucking is different than getting
skull
head.
Fucking
no,
really
gone. I think I
yeah,
would
he
like,
just said
no.
Doing stuff. When he says doing stuff, I picture like the grabbing
no,
the back and just...
Sex. I meant sex. Like... Me actually having sex.
Oh yeah, no, that's
oral,
great.
I'm just
that's
kind of
great.
Sitting there
sex
doing nothing.
Too. You
but isn't aren't there times when you're in the mood to just get completely pampered?
Right,
and
on like a Wednesday
BJ?
Night just before you like class or whatever.
No,
dude, there were times when I would get home from like a double shift of like working over the summer, and I mean we're talking like two physical jobs, like 8.5 hours at the electric company, like 5 hours at the Miller Distribution Warehouse, and I was just like, and I'd often bike home from the Miller Distribution Warehouse. So by the time I got home, I was just like a wreck, a physical. Wreck, and I would just barely be able to like undo the belt of my sweatpants and let my girlfriend at the time.
First of all, you sound
me.
Like a 40-year-old man.
I felt like a 40-year-old man. I might as well have had like a 401k and a
first day at the electric company,
subscription
and then,
to AARP.
He does.
Right,
he does. That
yeah, sounds like he's 40 years old.
How's your kids?
Right, exactly. Right. Well, the kids are over at the neighbor's house, whatever.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I just unbuttoned the sweatpants or whatever.
Sweatpants, by the way.
How
that lets
lazy
me
are
know
you?
You gave right. up on life.
Right, it really is. It really
is. I will say, wearing sweatpants, there's seldom as big of an indicator that you've given up on life as sweatpants.
Right, or when you go throughout the entire day in just the same sweatpants that you woke
oh,
up
God.
Out of.
Yeah,
that's
you
bad
roll
time.
Out. Of
I hate
I've
that.
Done it.
That,
I've done it.
I, we've all done it.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure
roll out of bed and you just eat the cereal up.
Feather
and,
fresh
and you're
on
sitting
your head.
There and you're like, wow, I haven't done shit
anything
all day.
All day. And right. then you just lay down and go back to sleep and you're like, tomorrow better be better.
Right, like thinking the brain.
Is it?
Next day you do it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Never watch
me
in the brain?
No, not really.
What?
Yeah, really? No, I never did.
Wow, that's one of the shows that I love so much.
Another topic. What do you got?
What the fuck is this? Another topic. Let's do this.
No, you did decide the basis.
We did kind of decide the basis,
For a girlfriend, okay, fine. You live on the edge. If you have a girlfriend, you just skip over third.
Not having any girlfriend or whatever. What's the deal with that?
What do you mean?
I haven't had a girlfriend in a while.
But you've had one.
Yeah, I know. He said he hasn't had one in a year. That's all.
Yeah, but how many chicks have you banged in the time?
A year. It's been less because I dated that lesbian chick.
All right, well, fine.
But I would say, like, not serious a relationship. Like, serious, probably be a year.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, he's had one before.
Okay, well, during that time, did these rules apply, the basis?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, when the chick I dated was a virgin.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, but...
All bets are off, man.
Yeah,
I'm
apparently.
A virgin now.
It was a virgin, and...
No first-timers, no last-timers.
She was a virgin,
yeah.
And I don't mind them.
Was she horny?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot.
Huh.
So, like, the first time...
Once you break that virgin mold, yeah, they get horny.
Call it the horny.
Like, I told her we wouldn't fuck until we were dating, and...
Oh, that was nice of you.
I know, I'm a nice guy like that.
True. We started, she probably loved it, dude.
She was like, okay, we're dating now, so let's fuck. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, then why was she a virgin? Why didn't she just, like, give it up in, like, grade school or whatever?
I don't know. Because she was from Louisiana, different...
Oh,
Lou. Lou was just at the right place at the right
Louisiana?
Time.
Louisiana?
I had talked her up, dude. Like, I wasn't, like, fucking, you know, I didn't just walk in on this shit.
Dude, you should have.
Maybe, like, some courting, some about...
Courting?
Yeah.
What is this, the 18th century? Courting.
I usually don't do it, but you know what? She was worth it. I, like, really thought she was worth it. Mm. 6 months
I see.
Of courting.
6 months of courting? Really?
Without dating somebody
How
else
do you court?
Oh, okay, there we go, Lou. That makes
How
sense.
Do you court?
Yeah, I don't know how to court. Do you have to come on?
You know, I was going to ask you this earlier. What is the best way to go about picking up a bartender?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking about this. There is a gorgeous bartender at this place called Morrison's. Her name's Jessica. She is fine as hell. She's, like, just turned 21.
Did you strike up a conversation?
Yeah, I did. She was just telling
did
me.
Did you get her number yet?
No,
he's wondering how you close the deal.
No, I haven't gotten her number.
You
I've only seen her
know
once.
How to close the deal?
Well,
you've only seen her once, dude. You got to work on it a little
bit. Oh, yeah. More. Well, I'm just saying. Like, when I go back, what
start
steps?
Talking to her, man.
Dude.
Yeah, but...
It's a bar,
bartenders dude. Always get talked up, especially
that's,
the attractive
That's the only
ones.
Reason I was just like, you know, every time I talk to a bartender, I feel like they get
flirt?
The shit from like scumbag shit
Do you flirt?
All the time.
Do you flirt?
Yeah, usually when I'm
well,
drinking.
Well, here's the thing, I put bartenders, as well, female bartenders, in the same category as strippers, in the fact that they're always getting hit on, and they're...
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them that?
What?
Why don't you tell a female bartender that
she's
as good to you as a stripper?
No, but what I mean is that she's always getting hit on like a stripper, and she's always like getting like a her income is relied upon her reciprocating that flirting or whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't know if it's real or it's not.
Well, make some real conversation instead of stupid conversation that other people make.
Like, what's the weather like?
Maybe you shouldn't flirt with her. Maybe you should go a different route. Ask her how she's doing.
That doesn't sound like Don.
No, I could actually. That's what I'm best
really?
At. But that's what I'm best at. I don't like talking about me. I ask them what's up with them.
Yeah, ask her how she's doing. Just go a different route.
That's what I. That's almost what I always
Although
do. That is
better
my route.
To like seem like you're uninterested in her. You know what I mean?
No, that never
no?
works.
Idiot.
Trust me, dude. I like feigned uninterest for like a long time,
well, then,
and I
you know
seldom
what happens?
Got laid.
You go straight into friend zone when you do that.
Yes,
that's
you do.
Different. That's when you're like... You're
no, he's right. If you feign uninterested, they automatically take you off like their radar. Because like they want to be paid attention to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All girls on some level are insecure. So if you're not paying attention to them, they think you don't want any part of it.
Yep.
It never works to pretend like you're uninterested.
Exactly.
Ever.
All right, well, I'm going to have to disagree.
I just... brutally honest with girls, usually. I'm just out there.
Yeah, I don't understand. What's
That's
the deal
awesome.
With that? Well, you're dating most
girls
of the chicks.
Girls love assholes.
I don't think white guy or white chicks really go after that stuff.
I am doing a big booty white girl as we speak.
Big booty? Right now?
Right now?
Right now?
Right now? I can't. There's a little bit of a...
Damn. What's she doing in there? Damn.
She's blowing me, which means afterwards there's going to be some sex.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Great.
You
well,
did
we're
just
gonna
make
have to
that
leave
point.
I have,
that
a,
point
I have a picture. I'll show it to you.
No, please,
right
yeah,
now.
Come on.
This
okay.
is a podcast, so we're going
to But I'm going to show it to you.
Show it to... I want to see it.
Of her ass.
I want to see it.
And I was doing the Brazilian girl not too long ago, remember?
That must be
well,
nice.
That Brazilian girl was hot from what
she
I saw.
Was.
Okay,
I didn't
we can't
see any part
really
of it.
Way too far to see, and...
Nice. No, I can see it.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can see it.
Actually, I hope my glasses up here.
Glasses on the screen.
They're like binoculars.
They are like binoculars.
That's
great.
So good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I totally got a good shot
that's
of that.
Yes, man.
Well, congratulations, Lou.
Yeah.
So I don't go for just black chicks. I mean, I am
no, but I think black chicks are the ones
opportunity
banger. Nice. That's so nice of you, Lou. But I think that mainly, don't you think white chicks have to be like, you know, courted in the sense like
no,
like
I
was saying? You don't think so? Really?
I feel white chicks are actually easier
yeah.
than black chicks.
Yeah, not anymore.
Really? Well, I think black chicks are crazier. I'll give you that.
They definitely are.
Right.
But
so they
that's
put
what
up,
I love about
like
them.
Black chicks put up with a lot less shit than white chicks do. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
They do.
Yeah,
like, white chicks will be like, oh, whatever, he's out with his friends, that's fine. Black chicks will be like,
yeah, whatever,
go
out with your friends.
Where the fuck are you? Yeah, come out with your friends, right. Just be with yourself. I don't want to be, like, you know, I don't want to impede your friendship or whatever, you know what I mean? And you're just like, yeah, good, good. And you're, but with black chicks or whatever, they'll be like, don't you get it? Where is he? It's 11 o'clock and
yeah,
he is
much.
Not home.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Not only that, but they, like, almost want you to beat them.
Wow.
Wow,
like,
Lou.
They will, if you get in an argument, they will try everything for you to hit them.
Well, I think they realized that the cops were going to come then. They're like, hit me, good, yeah, that'll get me, yeah. And then, like, you know.
Like, they'll bring up right. your mom and shit like that. And it's like.
That is so bogus.
They kind of like it. Like, they kind of
like arguing
when a guy is kind of assertive and strong. Like,
well,
I don't beat them, but
oh, good,
I could get pretty strong with them and. Usually, if I feel I'm going to hit a bitch, then it's pretty much over. Because
oh,
if that bitch was able to make me want
to
hit her.
Yeah, man,
that's so, true. That's a good point.
Gotcha. Well, I try not to beat women as often as I can. Try not to beat them as often as
I
can.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering about it. Like, I was just thinking about you.
What?
trying to beat women as often as you can.
Right. As I pass them by
exactly.
in like school and stuff. Gah!
Oh, just since we talked about Assassin's Creed, you can walk in a crowd and just steal from people. Like, you just see his hand shoot out real fast, and all of a sudden you get, like, 12 florins or whatever. And you just walk through a crowd.
What's this game?
People,
I just want to play
people
it so much.
People do, like, spot you, and they'll be like, oh, hey, and they'll yell in Italian, and people will just, like, chase after you and stuff.
Right,
but you literally can just, like, walk by, shove somebody, and all of a sudden you've got, like, 15 extra, like, pieces of silver. It's so, so great. It's just so funny, too, because his hand motion is so fast.
Right.
It looks like he's just, like... Like, it looks like he's shoving these people, and then all of a sudden you get that, like, ching, like, coin noise.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
If only real pickpocketing was that easy.
If only.
You know?
I feel like I would just pickpocket people all the time.
Right, just to actually hit them.
Mega! And I would just do it.
Mega. You do it in Mexico, I guess?
Yeah, I would do it. I would
right.
do it wherever.
You'd just
wherever
do it in Spanish. Where
the Asian calls
just
for
in
it.
Spanish.
Mega! Right.
I'll take your pesos.
He has to steal from a lot of people, then, because pesos are for shit.
Yeah, but I could buy... some hella good tacos with them.
Yeah.
Some hella good tacos?
Hella good. And
place,
tequila.
Man,
please
down
do.
There, man.
Please
I've never been
do.
To Mexico.
Me
what?
Either.
I've never been to Mexico.
I actually might take a trip down there in about 3 months.
See,
damn.
No,
I'm going
actually,
to Cali in
no,
a year.
In December, I'm taking a trip down there.
Just because?
Actually, I got business to take care of down there.
Business.
Lou always sounds like he's going to kill someone whenever
yeah,
he
dude,
mentions
you got
anything.
That mysterious
right.
stuff going on.
He's like, I have some business to take care of.
I got some business.
I got drug cartels to take care
right.
of. I got a few guys to shoot down.
I got my boy Ray Ray in a cell block here. I got both him
right.
out.
Right. I
got
to shoot
I got,
him.
You know,
I
got
to put a shiv in some girl's side. You know.
True.
Right. And then he's got like...
Shivs.
I love shivs.
Oh, shivs is great.
But they, in the hood, it's shanks.
Really?
Shanks.
I thought you shank the shank is the
shank
verb.
Is the
no,
verb.
Shank is what you call the
and
actual
it's an object.
Toothbrush.
It's both
toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. You file down the toothbrush until it's a point. Why? I watch a lot of Oz. That's
of course,
why I know this, right?
Of course
you
it
just,
is.
Right between
I've
the ribs.
I've actually lived a lot of. I've seen a real shank. That's
oh
all.
My god.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Was it bloody?
It was not.
No,
so
I mean,
it wasn't post.
No,
shanking.
It wasn't post.
Apparently,
shanking.
You could also make like a really. Heavy club out of newspapers.
I would
paper
believe that.
Like paper mache and stuff.
Oh, and water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Or put like a bar of soap in a nylon sock.
Why are you just talking movie talk?
Yeah.
Well, come on, you can do that.
You can if you want to.
Like Don's like, come on, you can do that.
Well,
right?
You
come
can.
On. Right. Yeah,
you can easily do
no,
that.
No, but no. First of all, you got to watch a little more Oz. Okay.
Stop telling me that. Why would I do that?
So fucking good.
Oz is not on the
Oz?
Air anymore. Is
I still watch. Well, you watch it online and stuff.
Is it on the air still?
No, it's way off. Actually, they do play it every once in a while, but not very often. But the point is, you watch it online. It's good stuff. All right.
Hello.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, speaking of the big booty white girl, she just sent me a text.
Oh, that's great.
That's Kermit the Frog, who is voiced by Frank Oz.
my God, Frank Oz. Now, you got to watch Oz. Oz is a great show. First of all, HBO...
What's it about?
It's about
HBO?
It's about prison.
No, that's fine. Anything HBO does, I'll watch. Like, they're so good.
They call it Emerald
City. Every single year... They get like 99 Emmy nominations.
Yeah, because
every
they know what
single
doing.
Year for everything from talk shows, sports talk, documentaries, shows,
yeah.
everything that they have.
Entourage is like the best show on TV.
I know. Wow. I mean, not just Entourage, but I mean, like, they always, like, True Blood and even Hung, which, like, people are saying isn't even going
I don't
to be,
even
like,
know what
last
True
around.
Blood is.
It's
I
a vampire
am so
show.
I'm so tired of those vampires.
True Blood's good.
It's not Twilight.
It started all this, and I will admit, it started the vampire thing, but now it's gotten so far out of hand. But True Blood's
so good.
Yeah,
now they have that, like, Vampire Diaries on the CW.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do with that?
When did vampires become sexy?
I don't know.
Well, first of all,
they've always been.
I'll tell you why chicks like vampires. Because chicks like vampires because vampires take them over, you know what I mean? And they're like, they suck a little of their blood out or whatever, and they're eternal.
And
they don't mind having sex when they're on their rag.
True. And during the day, they know they're not cheating on them.
Yeah.
Good point.
Security.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Chicks plan ahead.
Yeah. They know.
There's more people.
And that's just it. Women plan ahead.
Fuck right. Bitch. As most of the guys who are just like, you know, out for the dick.
Fools.
Right.
Indeed. So, join us.
Did you say most guys who are just out for the dick?
No, out for their dick.
Oh, okay.
Out for their dick. Yeah, that's what I got. All right, well.
Not out for the dick.
I was going to say, wow, MJ, what are you doing?
I'm getting my dick.
Getting my dick wet.
Yeah.
Join us next week because we will be talking about how you can become a vampire and thus make your girl secure.
Or a werewolf.
Or a werewolf. That's it. That's the question for next week.
A
vampire or werewolf. A lycan. Lycanthrope.
And we got to talk about black chicks and white chicks.
Yeah.
And the difference between the two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. We'll do research.
Okay. Sounds great. Everybody bring something to the table next week.
All right. Bring one white chick and two black ones. Okay.
Lou, you're responsible for the black ones.
You get the black
ones. You guys want me to bring black chicks?
Two black chicks.
Actually bring black chicks if you want them.
But don't bring, like, nasty.
Yeah, we don't want
those
ones that wear, like, those long bust downs.
No, I'm going to bring girls that are radio friendly because they know about the radio.
I want one sophisticated.
I don't want
black
them
chicks.
Radio faced.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't need a radio face.
We want music.
They're not going to be radio faced
because
these are girls that I probably fuck.
Good.
We want
That's
music
fine,
video
Lou.
Faced, radio friendly.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
And porn star,
sounds like a
porn star body.
And porn star
okay.
body.
So,
sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds like a plan to me. As always, thank you very much for listening. Join us next week. As we said, we'll be talking about all that crap and more.
On Avoiding People with Don and MJ.
And Dr. Lou. Thanks again, buddy. Hit it. Dancing with myself. I wonder if no one